This podcast is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, Safer, Healthier People.
Welcome to A Cup of Health with CDC, a weekly feature of the MMWR, the Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. I'm your host, Dr. Robert Gaines. Homeowners, beware. A killer may be lurking. Carbon monoxide, or CO, is a colorless, odorless, non-irritating gas that's produced by heating systems, cars, other gas-powered engines, and even cigarettes. During a recent three-year period, over 60,000 people were treated in emergency departments for CO exposure. Dr. Fuyen Yip is a researcher with CDC's National Center for Environmental Health. She's joining us today to discuss the dangers of carbon monoxide exposure. Welcome to the show, Fuyen.
Thank you for having me.
Fuyen, how many people in the United States die each year from unintentional carbon monoxide poisoning?
It's estimated about 450 people die each year.
And what are the most common sources of this carbon monoxide?
Combustion sources like boilers, furnaces, generators, and other gas, oil, or coal-burning appliances are typically common sources of carbon monoxide.
Are cases of CO exposure more common during winter months?
We do see more CO exposures during the winter months. About 2 out of every 5 exposures are occurring in the winters, and it's likely because of the increased use of furnaces, space heaters, and seasonal appliances.
Fuyen, what are the most common symptoms of CO poisoning?
CO poisoning symptoms are very nonspecific. They almost resemble viral-like symptoms like fatigue, dizziness, headaches, and nausea. But more severe symptoms of CO exposure can include coma, disorientation, long-term neurological disabilities, and even death.
What should a person do if they or someone they know is exhibiting signs of CO exposure?
Since CO exposure can be very serious, we recommend that the person seek medical attention immediately.
Fuyen, what steps can people take to prevent carbon monoxide exposure in their homes?
There are 6 things that people can do. The first is to make sure that their home heating systems, water heaters, and any other gas, oil, or coal-burning appliances are properly serviced by a qualified technician every year. And the second is to install battery-operated CO detectors in their house and check or replace their batteries when they're changing the time on their clock during daylight savings time. Third, don't use a generator, a charcoal grill, camp stove, or other similar gasoline or charcoal-burning device inside your house, inside the basement or the garage. Fourth, don't run a vehicle inside a garage, such as to warm it up, even if the garage door is open. Fifth, don't burn anything in a stove or fireplace that's not properly vented. And sixth, never heat your house with a gas oven.
Fuyen, where can listeners get more information about CO exposure?
Listeners can get more information at www.cdc.gov/CO.
Fuyen, thanks for sharing this information with our listeners today.
Thanks so much for having me.
That's it for this week's show. Be sure and join us next week. Until then, be well. This is Dr. Robert Gaines for A Cup of Health with CDC.
For the most accurate health information, visit www.cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO 24/7.